It's official. A controversial tax cut on oil companies will be put to a vote. Division of Elections Director Gail Fanoumiai certified the referendum on the new tax law this Tuesday. In her letter to the repeal efforts organizers, Fanoumiai verified that the group Vote Yes, Repeal the Giveaway had met all of the legal requirements to get on the ballot. The division verified that more than 45,000 of the signatures they turned in came from registered voters. They needed 30,000 signatures to qualify. Jim Whitaker is one of the sponsors of the referendum. He's not surprised that the Division of Elections okayed the referendum, but he is happy.
I think all Alaskans should be pleased that we have a chance to make a decision individually about something that is going to affect the future of our state for a long time. And this is our shot. This is our chance to do what we think is right.
The law the referendum seeks to strike down has been a key priority of Governor Sean Parnell. It caps the tax rate on oil at 35%, with significant breaks for new oil production. At forecasted oil prices, the law is expected to cut taxes on North Slope producers by at least $3 billion over the next 5 years. Supporters of the new tax policy argue it will spur investment in the face of declining production. But those behind the repeal effort say the law will lower state revenue without any guarantee of more oil through the pipeline. If the referendum passes, Alaska would go back to a system where the tax rate goes up with the price of oil. The referendum is slated to appear on the August 19th primary ballot.